We read in Matthew 24, Jesus' words, that this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. But Jesus needs you as a Christian to become equipped for this work. Welcome to the Catalytic Podcast, a ministry resource of 1-8 Catalyst. This podcast exists that you would be reminded of the greatness of our God, His incredible love for you, and His intention to do something great for His name in the world today. And if you're willing, He would love to use you. Here's your host and the president of 1-8 Catalyst, Mike Falkenstein.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, yes, I am Mike Falkenstein, and I am the president and founder of 1-8 Catalyst and the host of the new Catalytic Podcast. Let me be the first one to welcome you to the new podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. And I am so excited about this new podcast and the opportunity to create this new ministry resource for our ministry and the mission that God has given us, of which I'm going to be talking about both. So welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. In this very first episode of the Catalytic Podcast, I am excited to give you, this is sort of the introduction episode. So I'm going to actually give you kind of an introduction to what is 1-8 Catalyst? What is it exactly that we do at our ministry? Number two, what is the Catalytic Podcast? Why call it the Catalytic Podcast? It does not seem to be a very common word that we use in our English language, this word catalytic. Now, I say that, but for those of us that are old enough, we do remember when cars actually had a catalytic converter on the car, and that is not the purpose of this podcast to go through what those were, but the name, the word catalytic used to be used far more often. So we're going to talk about, I'm going to talk about why call it the Catalytic Podcast, what is this podcast about? In other words, you know, what should you expect if you tune in to the Catalytic Podcast? And I'm really hoping that you do that and you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And then we're going to take a short break at that point. And then finally, I'm going to talk a little bit about why in our ministry, in 1-8 Catalyst, are we talking so much about the Great Commission and Great Commission fulfillment? Because, you know, we do a lot, and almost every resource, every video, every podcast, we're going to be talking about the Great Commission and Great Commission fulfillment. And so I'm going to be talking just a little bit about that after our break, giving a little bit of some statistics about the Great Commission, we have a saying in our ministry. We often say that the Great Commission is a normative command for all Christians. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about why that is, why we say that. And obviously that's going to set us up for the future episodes for the podcast. So one note before I begin on exactly what we do at 1-8 Catalyst, I must say, especially for those of you that joined us for the last of my podcasts, so I had a personal podcast that I did in a transition period for me in ministry. So I had a ministry, kind of the major part of my ministry I've been involved in impacting China for Christ. And so as those projects that we were doing with our ministry were winding down, I was feeling led more towards, you know, the needs of the global lost. Okay, how do we meet those needs? And in kind of that transition period, I did a podcast called the Made for Missions podcast. So I did 85 episodes of that podcast. And I think that podcast holds up, meaning it has still a lot of really good content. You can find that podcast on my personal website. So if you go to mikefalkenstein.com, you can find all 85 episodes. It's also available to subscribe to wherever podcasts are available. And so you can get to, if you do a search on Apple Podcasts, for example, for Made for Missions podcast, There's a ton of content. And on that podcast, I actually had a co-host. So my good friend, Ken Watmore, who's a local Denver area friend, he and I did a podcast, this podcast together. And boy, what a joy to be able to do the podcast with Ken. And so as that was, again, winding down, he got really busy with, he's an auto broker, so he actually sells cars, and it's just continuing to get busier and busier for him. And so he was not available for this new podcast. And then I had another friend, I'll describe some of that just a bit, about another guy that I had that I was going to have be a co-host. And that didn't work out. But the content needed to get out. And so I decided to go solo. So at least for now, I'm going to do this podcast on my own. We're going to bring in some other guests that'll come on. I'll be doing way more stuff kind of out in the field, so to speak. So I've got a really nice recorder that I can use that does a really good job of picking up the audio really well. And so so I'm going to be doing that. So we're going to have a lot of other people. You won't have to just listen to me. But anyway, so a little bit about 1-8 Catalyst. Let me talk about our ministry. So 1-8 Catalyst is a ministry that was started in 2005 by my wife, Sherry, and I. At the time, the name of our ministry was China Resource Center. And so we were serving the growth and the development of the church in rural China. So we did a lot of Bible distribution, using Bibles that are now being printed in China. We did a lot of church building. And so out in rural areas, for somewhere in the neighborhood of $30,000 to $50,000, you can be depending on the location and how available materials are and some of that, you can build a church, a whole church for, let's just call it, for under 50 grand. And so this church, you know, these churches hold 300 people on a Sunday morning. Without getting into a lot of detail, those two projects began to transition towards local Chinese leadership, which is something we're always looking to do in ministry. And so then the question was, okay, Lord, what do you have next for us? And so in 2016, we did a big rebranding of our ministry. So we went from China Resource Center to 1-8 Catalyst. The 1 and the 8, the 1-8 part comes from Acts 1-8, which I'll talk about just in a little bit, which is one of the passages of the Great Commission. But many of you are very familiar, I'm sure, with Acts 1-8, where Jesus says, "And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And so, you know, that's really what we want to do, right? We feel like God has led us towards, you know, this process of, you know, creating and being witnesses of Jesus in our local area and around the world. And so, and then the catalyst, which I'm going to talk about more in a bit, you know, is, you know, a catalyst, that this word catalyst really comes originally from chemistry. So it really just means kind of a change agent, right? So if you have the blue liquid and the red liquid in two beakers, and you pour one into the other and it causes a big foaming reaction, it was the liquid that you poured into the other that was the catalyst. So the red liquid was just the red liquid beforehand, and then the blue liquid came in and caused a change. And so you can say that is the catalyst. And so as we look at the Western church landscape, we see a desperate need for a change agent to get more people involved in Great Commission fulfillment. And so that really is, you know, what our ministry exists to do. So from 2016 to, let's just call it 2018, we were searching for exactly kind of what God wanted for us. We had started to be involved in some Bible translation work, and, you know, we kind of goofed around with some things. And we finally, about a year ago, settled on what it felt like God was leading us to do in terms of a mission statement. Our mission statement now reads that we exist to create resources and deliver training that is the catalyst enabling every Christian to find Great Commission fulfillment. So This podcast is one of our ways that this is one of the resources that we're creating that we hope leads to Great Commission fulfillment. And so once a week, we hope to release a new podcast, the Catalytic Podcast. And so these podcasts will be available, again, wherever podcasts are available. So if you're an Apple person, you go there. Google actually is finally kind of caught up with Apple in that way. So they have now a Google Podcast app that you can just download. And if you do, you can look up the and search for the Catalytic Podcast and find us there. And so so we're hoping to be able to use this as a true resource towards your Great Commission fulfillment and helping you find exactly what it is that God wants you to be doing. So the next question then, as I introduce the podcast, comes out, you know, why call it the Catalytic Podcast? And so, you know, part of it is it with our ministry name, 1-8 Catalyst, you know, it the word catalyst and the definition of catalytic are very similar. So again, catalytic is a word originally that has come from chemistry. And so the actual definition of the word catalytic is something that's causing a chemical reaction to happen more quickly. And as we look out on the global loss landscape, we see that there are 42% of the world's population that are unreached and or unengaged. Excuse me. And, you know, some 7,000 people groups that are still in this unreached people group category. We need reaction to happen more quickly. We need more Christians more greatly involved in Great Commission fulfillment. And so, you know, the Catalytic Podcast hopefully is a catalyst toward change. So if you're not involved in reaching your neighbors or reaching out or doing any kind of Great Commission work, right? We want to be that change. We hope that God uses us in your life to change that, create that change. And so that gets me then, before we take our break here in a couple minutes, what is this podcast about? Well, as I mentioned before, we did 85 episodes of the Made for Mission podcast. If you look and I would highly encourage you to go back and, 85 episodes is some content and it's still available and it would still be a great thing for you to go through. And if you were to listen to the 85 episodes of the Made for Missions podcast, what you would hear, actually you would hear several things. So we're talking about how to reach your neighbors and how to reach those in your workplace. And, you know, what is the Great Commission? And, you know, why is it that so few pastors are actually involved in true Great Commission fulfillment? And so we've covered all of that content. And now we're really asking the question with this podcast, when we're developing new content, what specific content would help people best find Great Commission fulfillment? And so we're really trying to sort of deconstruct that question. We're really trying to deconstruct, why is it that people have a hard time sharing their faith? And why is it that there's still 7,000 people groups that are unreached or unengaged? Meaning, by the way, that if a people group, kind of at the best case scenario, if a people group is unreached, that means that they are less than 2%, there are less than 2% Christians in their people group. And so when you have a people group in the world that is less than 2% Christians, that simply means that there are not enough Christians to reach the rest of their people. So they continue to stay unreached. Now, unengaged is a whole different category, which is actually there are almost none or there are no Christians at all. So there's no testimony to the goodness of God at all in this people group. And so So we really want to begin to, you know, get into the very nitty-gritty of what content would help people best. What are really the barriers? What can we do to help individuals, churches, you know, your community group, if you're interested in doing this as a community? You know, we're really interested in doing that. And so in this podcast, we really hope to be able to really drill down on that. And so in the coming episodes, I'm going to sort of unfurl that a little bit more and be able to give you some more details about, you know, what actual content, you know, we'll be developing. So that is the beginning of sort of the introduction to the podcast. Again, my name is Mike Falkenstein, and I'm so glad that you're with us. I'm going to just ask my friend Tom Muller, a local radio friend of mine, to give us a little public service announcement. We're going to take a little break, allow Tom to do his thing. When I come back, the final thing I want to talk about in this podcast is, why is it with 1A Catalyst that we talk so much about the Great Commission? Because we do. We talk about it an absolute ton. But we only talk about it a ton because it's super important. So, Tom, thanks for helping us with this podcast. And thank you all for joining us. And we'll be back in just a minute.
At 1A Catalyst, we have a deep heart to create resources to help you find Great Commission fulfillment. Our latest book resource is titled What You Do Shows Who You Are, a book on the six marks of a disciple of Jesus. We believe that this book is a great way for you to grow spiritually and then take that growth and share it with others. Intended to be a small group or Sunday school class study, we believe that spiritual growth happens best as you work through each of the six marks with a group of other believers. Be sure to get a copy for each of the folks in your small group today. Available on Amazon.com.
Well, Tom Muller, thank you so much for that information, for that public service announcement. I want to thank you all again for being with us in this final piece of the episode one of the Catalytic Podcast. I'm going to talk about kind of the fourth thing that I wanted to visit with you all about today, which is, if you go to our website and you look at the video content, you read our newsletter, we've got some book content that we're starting to do in terms of another resource. We're talking a lot about the Great Commission and Great Commission fulfillment. And so if you were to listen to the Made for Missions podcast, we have in that podcast what we were calling the Made for Missions three questions. And so I was trying to define, really, again, in these questions, why do you believe ministry leader? So we were interviewing ministry leaders. Why do you believe that the Great Commission is a normative command for all Christians? So we had pastors, seminary professors, other ministry leaders answer that question. And clearly, I couldn't get one of those ministry leaders to say, you know what, Mike, I think when Jesus was giving these commands of the Great Commission, that was only for those people that were, you know, standing around, you know, at the time listening to him. Overwhelmingly, we've discerned that the Great Commission really is a normative command for all Christians. And so, really, that's and the initial answer to that question. So if we believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God, which we do, and I believe if you're a Christian today and you're listening to the podcast, you do too, right? then we read those verses and we go, okay, if the Bible says to do it, then we do it. If Jesus gives us the command, he is our Lord and Savior, we do it. And we get at it. And so then we make the discernment that the Great Commission truly is a normative command for all Christians. And so it is interesting, though, because as we've done this work and we've done this, looking into all of this, about a year ago, there was a Barna Group study And I'm sure many of you are familiar with the Barnett Group. The Barnett Group is a Christian research organization. And they did a whole study on the Great Commission and what do evangelical Christians today believe about the Great Commission? What do they know about the Great Commission? And so in that study, they found that 51% of those evangelical Christians that they surveyed did not know what the Great Commission was. So when they were asked, can you tell us what is the Great Commission? 51% didn't know. Another 25% said, yes, I've heard the term, but I cannot recall to you, I cannot tell you what it is. So now we're up to about 75% of evangelical Christians either don't know the term at all or know it but can't tell, cannot repeat what it is. We have another 6% that aren't sure. And so if I do the math on that, it's, you know, we've got 82% of the people in our churches either do not know what the Great Commission is and or have heard it but can't repeat what it is. Now, potentially there's a lot to be said about that, right? Because if the Great Commission is a normative command for all Christians, but you have 82% of evangelical Christians that don't know what it is, at least in my mind, that's a problem, right? That's a problem. And so we tried to talk about some of that in the previous podcast in terms of, you know, getting into the details of why, you know, why there's this big chasm between what Bible says about it and what people actually know about it. I probably won't get into a ton of that in this podcast other than to continually to drill into your brain that the Great Commission truly is a normative command for all Christians. And then let's just really dig down on how you can begin doing that and give you some tools on how to do that. And that really fulfills our mission as a ministry, right? That we're here to create resources and deliver training that leads to Great Commission fulfillment. So very quickly, in the time that I have left, let me just make sure we're going to kind of clear the deck, so to speak, and make sure for the listeners of the Catalytic Podcast, we all know what we're talking about when we talk about what is the Great Commission. So I'm going to be kind of building the definition as I speak, but there are actually more than three. We end up using three main passages to define what is the Great Commission. It turns out there are others that we could use, but for the sake of time, generally when I'm talking about this with the group or preaching at a church, I don't want to take, you know, all the time to go through all five or six passages. So very quickly, as we look at really what it is, we begin with Mark 16:15, where Jesus says, and he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. So this is a command that Jesus is giving to all Christians to go into the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Of course, the verse that is kind of known as the Great Commission verse or passage is in Matthew 28:19-20, where Jesus says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. And so there is a command then that Jesus gives to us in Matthew 28 to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, teaching them then to observe all that I've commanded you. And I stop at this point a lot of times and quickly define a term here. So as it relates to Jesus, what is a disciple? So if he's telling us to go therefore and make disciples, the question then becomes, okay, if that's the goal, then what does that actually look like? And what does that actually mean? And so I've tried to answer that question in a recent book resource that we've just released in March 2019. The book is called What You Do Shows Who You Are, The Six Marks of a Disciple of Jesus. And so it's a book slash workbook resource that is really designed for you to go through with a community group or a men's group, women's group, you know, a group, a community group even, or whatever groups you're already meeting with. And so as you go through it, it's a chance for you to go, I'm doing pretty well in these three areas, not so well in those three areas. And so I just mentioned that if you want to drill down a little farther, we actually have a resource for that. So quickly, though, the quick answer to what is a disciple, it really is simply just a fully devoted follower of Jesus. So a disciple, recognizing what Jesus has done in their lives, a disciple of Jesus learns from him to be like him, who worships him exclusively while pointing people to him. And so that's the goal, right? Is when Jesus says, go therefore and make disciples, he's not telling all Christians to go therefore and just make, you know, Sunday only Christians or, you know, people who are occasionally involved. I mean, this is a fully devoted follower of Jesus. And so, and that's really the goal. And then the verse that we take our ministry name from, Acts 1:8, is the final passage that we use as we build this definition of really what a disciple. So Acts 1:8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So we take those three passages, put it through the meat grinder, and then we come out on the other side that the Great Commission, the command of the Great Commission, is God's plan for building his church through the preaching of the gospel, the making of disciples, the confirmation of disciples, both through baptism and the ongoing teaching of disciples to be his effective witnesses in our local area and around the world. And so the final thing I always mention is that the Great Commission, as I've just mentioned earlier, it's also kind of the other part of the definition is we believe it's a command for all Christians, right? Throughout Christianity's history, those who've studied God's word have taken the Great Commission's command to apply to us all. My favorite quote in this area is, you know, haven't been involved in China in a long time. And one of the initial missionaries that really just knocked it out of the park in the 1800s to China was a guy by the name of Hudson Taylor. And Hudson Taylor said, the Great Commission is not an option to be considered. It is a command to be obeyed. And so when we talk about that the Great Commission is a normative command for all Christians, the other sort of scriptural evidence that we give towards that is, you know, we have these passages that I just mentioned, Mark 16:15, Matthew 28, Acts 1:8. And then we see this group of passages in the Bible that are very, at least to me, they're very, very compelling. They're very compelling. We have Jesus saying in John 14, if you love me, you will obey my commands. Now we go back and say, okay, if we're not obeying Jesus' commands, what does that say about our relationship? That's probably a discussion for another podcast, but how compelling. We see these commands and we go, okay, we have a choice as to what we're going to do with them. And Jesus says, it is when you obey them, you show me you love me. The other one that I just, you know, almost sort of breaks my heart is in Luke 6:46, Jesus says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I tell you? You can almost hear his heart breaking, right? I've given you these things to do. Why do you call me Lord and then just don't do them? And so, of course, that's a great way to sort of wrap up this podcast is to say, man, that's really what we want to do with the God Catalytic Podcast. Jesus is saying to you, I want you to obey me. And part of out of the 50 commands that Jesus gives us, three of them are to proclaim the gospel, make disciples, be his witnesses in our local area and around the world. And so every episode, we really hope to give you practical content to help you get just a little closer to finding where God wants you to be serving in Great Commission work. Thank you so much for joining us for this, the very first episode of the Catalytic Podcast. If you want to learn more about our ministry, of course, you can go to our website at 1acatalyst.org. You can look me up on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is missionsmike. Would love to contact you there. Send me a direct message if you'd like to get in touch personally and talk more about any of this. We would love to have you join us in one form or another. And so go to our website and peruse around, and we'd love to keep in touch. Again, subscribe to this podcast through either Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. If you go to the website, the 1-8 Catalyst website, we'll also post the RSS feed for those of you that know what that is. But if you go, for example, if you're a Android phone user and you don't want to use Google Podcasts, you have another podcast app that you use, you can just plug in the RSS feed there and subscribe. We're looking forward to having you subscribe. We're looking forward to hearing from you as we go down the road, because we'd like to know what content would be helpful for you to find Great Commission fulfillment. Thank you so much for joining us, and I will look forward to being with you on the next episode of the Catalytic Podcast. Thank you for joining us for the latest edition of the Catalytic Podcast. For more information, be sure to visit our website at 1-8catalyst.org. And never forget, the Great Commission is a command that Jesus gave you to obey. We pray you'll find your part in it. See you next time.